Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Larman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Larman. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitheck moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman bunts towards the mound. Larman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards right. Ott fields it and throws to second to catch McCarthy for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball four. Ross moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Massey scores. It's 2-0, Braves. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Larman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball four. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-1 in the game. Workman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maynard. McCarthy reaches second base with a double. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larman fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarthy moves to third. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0-for-1 in the game. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barna for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Tony Cucinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cucinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cucinello takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cucinello. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, Judge is applying the tag. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Larman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larman is 0 for 1 in the game. Larman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cucinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wittek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Workman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Orengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Maynard reaches second base with a double. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wittek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Workman. Wittek reaches second base with a double. Maynard scores. It's 4-1, Braves. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 2 in the game. Barna hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ross. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Wittek scores. Ott moves to third. It's 4-2, Braves. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Braves. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orengo hits a fly ball into center field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek misplays the ball. That's an error on Whittek. McCarthy moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCarthy moves to third. Two outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarthy scores. Massey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Braves. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rucker pinch hits for Bill Larman. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Van Mungo now pitching. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orengo scoops it up and throws to first, with Mungo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whittek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 0 for 3 in the game. Barna takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Barna moves to second. 2 outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Massey. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Massey steals second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wittek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orengo bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel pinch hits for Gus Mancuso. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.